right? You going to help me? Has the Lord been good to anybody in here? Maybe today. Can we start with today? Has He been good to you today? All right, well, that's good. Half of you. Has He ever been good to you? Well, I'm feel sorry for some of you because y'all ain't helping. Hey, the Lord ain't been good to you. I reckon it's this way. Where's Rick at? Rick, bring me your gun. All right. Listen, I ain't worried about that. All right. Listen, the Lord been good to us, has He not? And we come to praise the Lord. We come to praise the Lord, and we're going to see Him. We'll give you some scripture. Now, and what I want you, I'm not going to scold you or nothing. I want to encourage you to praise the Lord. We got the greatest Savior. We got the only Savior. How about that? We got a great God that loves us the way we are. That blows my mind. He didn't clean us and then love us. He loved us, then cleaned us. That's to me, that's amazing. He didn't clean me and then save me. He saved me and cleaned me. He didn't make me alive and then save me, but He picked me up dead on the trash heap and off a dead pile and saved my unworthy soul. He didn't give me just a life. He gave me His life, eternal life. He didn't rebuild. Anybody here today, God never rebuilt your life. He gave you a new life. Think about that. He didn't use nothing of the old. He made you brand new. Ain't nobody no better than that. You can't beat Him. So we come tonight just to praise Him. All right? The Bible says, Hebrews 13:15, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. That's what we come for tonight. All right? Now, I'm allowing that some of you say.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, if you're saved, you're already kept.
Right.
I'll go ahead and tell you that you got eternal life. If He saves you, He only gives one kind of life. That's eternal life. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that He promised never to leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that. Now, whether you realize or not, whether you feel like it, He's there or not, don't matter. He just said He'd be there and He's there. He gave us a wonderful Word of God that's steadfast and sure, true in every way. So we got plenty to praise Him, do we not? By therefore, let us offer the sacrifice. It's going to be, it's a sacrifice to praise the Lord.
Yeah. Right?
Ain't that hard?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do it, Becky.
Yeah.
Hey, can I give y'all a blessing? Y'all don't care. Y'all know I'm not wrapped well, right? Look what I can do now. Yeah. Now, I had to tear my arm up to do it. All right? Rip that tendon out, it's down to my bicep, but I can lay both arms now. Huh? I'm getting ready for camp, huh? Are you hearing me? I'm going to praise the Lord tonight. Huh? Think about that. I got something to praise the Lord over. We okay? Well, let's see. Psalms 117:1-2 says, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise Him all. Hey, all you people out there, let's praise the Lord. How about that? It says, for His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. How about that? We all right with that? How about Psalms 134:1-2? Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Huh? That's why we come. He's worthy. He's worthy of that, ain't he? Ain't he? Huh? Think about it. Ain't he great? Huh? Psalms 149:1, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and His praise in the congregation of the saints. That be you people. That be right here amongst us at night in the sanctuary with hands upraised in the congregation. See, and there's a good verse for you to come back on Sunday night. It's not just, you just don't want to be a smug. All right? Psalms 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know you can't talk about somebody if you're praising the Lord. You know you can't complain if you're praising the Lord. You can't growl and murmur if you're praising the Lord. You can't bellyache and cuss and swarp if you're praising the Lord. It just don't work. Huh? So if that's continually in your mouth, it's going to make you feel so good. It'll make you feel good all under. Huh? Right? Let everything praise the Lord, the Bible says. Psalms 150, 1 through 6. I hope I got it all in there. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Let's just stop her. Anybody got any mighty acts? Somebody just won't go ahead and praise Him for a mighty act? Let's hear it. What's He done for you? What's He done for you this week? Anybody got a praise this week?
Answer prayer on visitation.
Hey, all right. Anybody else go? Just stand up and give me a praise. Give me a praise. All right. Yes, amen.
I just got saved earlier.
Yes, amen. 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 That's what that's talking about, you know. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Huh? His mighty acts. His mighty acts of 43 people visitation, almost 800 visits made, two saved. I counted 11 here today from the results of visitation. I may have missed some because I wasn't up here all morning. That's just what He done in the last 48 hours.
I just praise Him for being at the house where Betty led a man to Christ.
Ain't it wonderful?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Jason, we'll give you a mighty act. Jason knocks on the door and they said, come in. And they cleared the kitchen table. All right, tell us. They cleared the kitchen table off. Give everybody around to stay here. Come on now, tell us. We're lost, tell us. Ain't that wonderful? Now, don't tell me. You say, well, they knew that He's coming. You know, the Lord knew somebody coming that way. I'm just wanting you to know there's mighty acts. Praise Him for His mighty acts. How about this? Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Not my greatness, just His. How great is He? Just according to His greatness. How about we just praise Him like that? How about praise Him with the sound of the trumpet?
Right.
Praise Him with the psaltery and harp.
Right.
Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs.
Yes.
Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Huh?
Amen.
That's what we're going to do tonight. We're already doing some of it. Huh? Go ahead. For a mighty act. Huh? Yeah, man. See, we got it all. Do you understand that? If you saved tonight, you got it all. You've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You're complete in Him. You have it all. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Huh? Sometimes there's so much you can't enjoy. You know, we have homecoming and everything here. You know, my desire in my heart and my mind is to eat out of every bowl. That's my desire. But I can't. There's more there than I can consume. And that's the way the Lord is every day. There's more there than I can consume at any time. Huh? Think, is that not wonderful? Look at me. Is He not wonderful? Huh?
Yes, He is.
Huh? He is. He's wonderful. Huh? Man, I praise Him. I praise Him. Well, I'm done. I reckon that's the end of the message. All right, cut her off. Now just leave that on there. We'll just look at that. All right? All right. Well, I had a great blessing this week. Levi, that grandson, oldest grandson, come in from Tennessee, and he'd been with me all week, and I've had the joy of him and Landon, and we've laughed, we've made fun of them, they've made fun of us, we just had a big time. And then Hannah come over, and a great blessing for anybody, but for a pawpaw, to be able to sit down at the dining room table and listen to your grandchildren picking out songs and singing praise to the Lord. Just for fun. Just for fun to sing praise to the Lord. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I just want to go ahead and praise the Lord for that right now. All right? So I asked him, and it scared him that I said, how about y'all just singing before we do this here, all this pianorama? And so they have. And they recruited Ava. So Ava and Hannah and Levi, y'all come ahead. And they're going to sing. And then I'm going to let Trista then direct the piano playing. I think that's what it's going to be. So you just feel free to testify. You feel free to praise the Lord. All right? If you're not saved, you feel free to come get saved. If you're not right with God, you feel free to repent. Huh? You've been missing the mark. Huh? You've got sideways in your life with the Lord. Then get straightened out tonight. Whatever the need is, you come right ahead. We'll help you. Is that all right? But I come to enjoy the Lord tonight. All right. Now, y'all sing loud. All right? Sing out. Make sure you got the mics up to your mouth. Because it ain't going to do no good to sing if we ain't hear you.
Everybody all right?
Yes.
All right. Any hope put on us is what you're going to do.
Sees every sparrow that falls.
He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. And He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows
questions of life, but I know whom I have believed.
And He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine.
the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my